Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anna May. A podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you, and may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Hello and welcome to Crosstalk. Today we have the pleasure of Hazel Parker Stanley, and we're going to get her testimony. Welcome, Hazel.
Welcome, Hazel.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
Welcome, Hazel.
Well, we're thrilled to have you here. So.
We sure are. Amen. Uncle Bill's going to start us off today.
Amen, Hazel. When did you get saved, and what brought you to the decision to accepting Jesus the Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Thank you for that question. It's one of my favorite things. It's my testimony.
Amen.
I was a little girl in Sunday school, and a little plug here to any women that's wondering if Sunday school is for them to be a teacher or to step out and help, and just a little plug here to say, yes, Sunday school is a big ministry and a place for women.
Praise God.
Or some of the men go back there
Praise
to teach
God.
The kids. And I got saved in Sunday school. In fact, Amen. On a Sunday a long time ago in the old church, you were probably there, in old Newcastle on 28 Queens Ave. I remember on a Sunday, my mom was teaching the class, and she said, "Before we leave today, does anybody want to ask Jesus into their heart?" And I remember, I was only about 5 years old, and I remember thinking, "Hey, I want Jesus in my heart." You know
Amen.
What I mean? That sounded
Amen.
Like a good deal to me. You know what I mean?
Amen.
And anyway, she said, "If you want to ask Jesus into your heart," she said, "sing this little song with me." And it went, "Come into my heart, come into my heart, come into my heart. Lord Jesus, come in today, come in to stay,
Praise
come
God.
Into my heart, Lord Jesus." And
wow.
on that day,
Praise
34
God.
Years ago, Jesus became the Lord of my life.
Amen. Amen.
That song, when Amen. He was singing Praise it right God. Now, it was like I haven't heard that song forever. My kids used to sing that song when they were little. And when you sung that right now, it brought it
Powerful.
All back to me. The Amen. Kids would sing that song constantly.
Amen. And your mother to
it
be the one
right
to bring
It brought me right back to being a little girl, too, you
yes.
know?
Yes. Amen.
Me, too.
That was beautiful.
Took me back to being a little
that was,
girl.
Well, I was just thinking of my kids. They used to sing that song, and Amen. I haven't heard it forever.
That Amen. Was powerful,
that was,
Hazel,
was,
and
that
powerful
was.
That your mom had the pleasure of bringing you to the Lord, you know?
She did. Yeah, and it's something I never forget because it's an interesting story because everybody knows my dad is the pastor, and my dad and my mom, they are the real deal.
They are.
They're not
they
just
are.
Behind the pulpit preachers. They're not just behind the pulpit Christians, but my dad and my mom raised us 6 kids in the ways of the Lord.
Amen.
And like I said, and I gave my heart to the Lord at an early age. And have I been perfect? Far from it.
Amen.
But I have, since I've been a little girl, given my life to serving Jesus. And
Amen.
I thank my dad and mom for leading us that way.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I agree with you. They are truly, truly a man and woman of God, and
Amen.
They raised wonderful children.
I
Amen.
Agree. I agree.
And grandchildren.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The oil, the Word of God says they poured the oil upon Aaron's head and it dripped down to the beard. And that's what happened to God anointing him. The oil run down his head and it's dripping down his beard onto his grandkids. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen. God.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Deserves a hallelujah, sister. Amen.
Amen. That'll preach all week.
Amen.
Do you remember the first person you may have witnessed to or brought to the Lord, Hazel?
Well, see, I was a little girl when I got saved,
right.
but I can remember, this might sound silly, but it's, even that little song brought me back to being a little girl, and I can remember all of us kids even baptizing each other in the pool and stuff. And,
Amen.
You know, when you're young and you're innocent, you know, all I knew was that I loved Jesus, and all I knew was all I knew was church. That's what I was raised in, you know?
And amen.
So everywhere I went, we would talk about Jesus. Or for a long time, my only conversation, all I knew was about was church and water baptizing.
Praise
and
God.
Children's church. That was our conversation, you know?
Amen.
But yes,
amen.
I don't remember specifically the very first person I spoke to about Jesus, but I could tell you what. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by.
Amen.
And I can't help but tell people how much I love him. He's been so good to me.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I got to say, when you said about baptizing in the pool, that would be a bunch of kids playing and mimicking, in a way, what they see.
Yeah. Yes,
and
exactly.
Nowadays, with the internet and all this violence, we instead of mimicking bad things that's out there, we're mimicking the good things. Like,
amen.
You were talking about your
Praise
mom and dad
God.
Raising you in a home. It's like we kids that if their dad's a cowboy, they're out with guns shooting, and, you know, and they are, if father's a farmer, when they were wee kids, they wanted a tractor, or if the father, you know what I'm saying? They wanted the toys that was resonated to them. And so you were, what you seen, yous were reenacting. And
we were reenacting it. We was water baptizing them. We were praying on them in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I mean, they was kids. All the kids was
Praise
getting
God.
Saved out at the swings. I mean, that's
Amen.
All we knew.
Amen.
That's it. What, I mean, that's incredible. That's an incredible thing to say. The kids getting saved and out at the pool and getting baptized in the Holy Ghost. I mean, wow. I love
powerful.
It. I had a whole little vision there in my head.
Yes.
Praise God.
Definitely the kind of company you want to drop your kids off with, for sure.
Amen. Amen. Who's their babysitter?
Yeah.
You want to find out.
Anyways, Hazel, any standout moments in your walk you'd like to share, or any move that may have impacted you through the years?
There's, you know, as you go through life, you know, you go through different seasons and stuff. And I shared with you when I was about 5 years old before I went to school, I got saved. And not too long after that, my dad would encourage me to sing. You know, I was just a little girl, but I would sit right on his shoulder in the truck, and when he would practice his songs, I would sing with him. And before long, me and him was singing together, you know, in church.
Praise God.
And I was maybe 9 or 10 years old, and we would sing together. We would sing songs like Windows of My Soul, or I Believe When Jesus Died, He Died for Me.
Amen.
And my dad picked out a couple tapes for me. In those days, there was cassette tapes.
Yeah.
And I can remember going to the Christian bookstore and getting, you needed an accompanied track.
Yeah.
And so you will remember that. So we go, and a couple songs he picked out for me to sing by myself. One was In Amazing Graceland, and the other one was I Go to the Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And those were my first two songs as a young girl that I started to sing. And something that stood out to me and my dad, we would travel a lot. You know, of course, all of us would travel together a lot, too. But sometimes it was just me and Dad. And he took me one time to the mission in Scotland. And it was in a town called Heart Hill, Scotland. It's not too far from, like, Glasgow or that. And so, anyways, I was maybe 10 turning 11. And anyways, we're at this convention. I'm 10, maybe turning 11. And my dad says to me, you've got to step up your game. You always sing your song, he says. But like I said, he was always pushing me to do more. And that's a great thing as a parent. Push your kids to do more, especially more for Jesus, you
Praise
know?
God.
And my
Praise
dad says, God. Don't be useless. Don't be useless. You got to do a little bit more, you know? So I said, well, what do you want me to do? He said, tell them your testimony. Tell them who you are, you know? So anyway, so I gets up, and when I looks out, I'm standing in front of maybe 5,000 to 7,000 people at this mission.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
Praise
so
God.
He says, and he's giving me the eye. Go ahead, you know. And
Praise
I'm like
God.
A deer in the headlights. And I says, I look down at the crowd, and I says, I'm Ham Parker. What a blunder. So,
well, sort of.
But anyways, I was like, just forget the testimony, play the song. So that's what I wound up doing.
Yeah.
But that was like a standout moment for me.
Amen.
And because my dad pushed me to do more for Jesus, you know.
Amen.
And if you knowed me before, if you knowed me like 25 years ago or 30 years ago when I was just a little girl, I was really a lad. You know, I was real quiet. I take everything in and I was just kind of quiet and stuff. But my dad pushed me and encouraged me, and my mom, they encouraged me to do more for Jesus.
Amen.
And they got that ladness out of me, you know?
Amen. Amen.
When you said that, too, two things popped in my mind. One, he tossed you into the deep end of the pool, kid.
Amen. Amen.
For sure.
Yeah.
And two, no matter what they say, you're a daddy's girl.
That's it.
Oh, 100%.
You don't even deny it.
No, 100%.
Uncle Bill's got a question for you, Hazel.
Well, surely you've brought the joy of the Lord today.
Amen.
Amen. And that's our strength. Amen. That's how you could get up before 6,000 people. But how did you get into the ministry? And when and how did you feel called? Amen.
Well, like I say, so there I was about 10, mm-hmm. turning 11 that year. It was June of 1996. And even though I messed up, you would think, and, you know, deer in the headlights and, you know, messed my testimony up, mm-hmm. I still sang my song. And when I sat back down, you know what? I didn't think I'll never do that again. I thought to myself, I got to get my stuff together, figure out what I got to say, so the next time I do it right.
Amen.
And what stuck
God.
In my mind was, my dad said to me, he said, if you got something worth, you know, saying, then, but if you have something that's worth hearing, then say it loud and clear.
There
you
go.
Amen. And, praise God.
And
Amen.
So, anyways, I remember sitting back and thinking about my testimony, and then the next time I got up, I said, you know what? This is important. They need to know that Jesus saves, heals, and delivers, and it doesn't Amen. Matter how old I am. It's important that people know it.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So I remember
Amen.
I was at that age, just a young girl, not even a teenager yet. I made my mind up, and I just wanted to serve Jesus.
Amen.
And I would help with the kids' class. And, of course, my mom and dad was the pastor. And, you know, you learn to do everything. It's like on-the-job training. You learn to Amen. Do things you didn't even know you could do. You're
Amen.
Always tossed into the deep end.
Amen.
You're like, you become the sound tech. You become the guitar player. You become the children's church teacher. You know, it just happens, on-the-job training.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing for sure was I always loved doing things in the church. I loved serving Amen. The Lord, and I loved it. And that was at an early age. And in fact, after that trip to Scotland, I seen it was such a scene to set up the tape player and stuff. You know, I was like, I got a ladged even about that. They was like, oh, you sing with the tape? And they was like, all right, we'll set the tape machine up and stuff. And it stayed in my mind that it was like a scene to set this tape player up. And I went home and I remember starting to learn the guitar because I thought
Amen.
It'd be easier to be able to play my own song. I could sing anywhere at that point.
Right.
You know?
That's it. That's
and
it.
So when I was about 13, I started singing with the guitar, you know?
Yeah.
Amen.
That's it.
Beautiful.
I was just
God.
Thinking of that when you asked that question, Bill, how did you get into ministry? And the thing that come to my mind is like, how could you not? When
yeah,
you're
how would you not
daughter,
train a child
how,
the way
how
they should
could
go?
You not? Yeah. I was going to yeah. ask you, raising your children in church and in ministry, how difficult is that? And share a little bit about that with us.
Well, as all of you know, I have teenagers right mm-hmm. now. My daughter's just turned 17 and my boy just turned 15. And it throws you some oppositions, and although they're good kids and in the church serving the Lord, and both of them have stepped up and are playing different instruments mm-hmm. in the worship teams, and it's a blessing. You still have obstacles to face because we live in a culture that, you know, we don't want our kids to be left out
That's
or
right.
to miss out on things.
That's right.
And so you kind of have to weed through, you know, what's worth missing out on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the biggest thing is serving Jesus to me isn't worth anything else in this world. I'm missing out on heaven and missing out on serving Jesus. You know what
Amen.
I mean? So,
Amen. Praise
so
God.
It is hard being a mother of teenagers. And like I said, even though they're good kids, it still brings its oppositions because there is times they feel left out. And
Amen.
It's hard when there's not enough Christian fellowship and stuff, but it brings me back to being a teenager. I was kind of always a little bit to myself, mm-hmm. and not in a bad way, but just like, you know, I couldn't do everything everybody else was doing, and so I could kind of relate with them and give them the encouragement they need that, you know, that God has set them apart for a reason. You know what I mean? And I try and encourage them. I tell them, you know, you're a light. I'll share with them that I was a teenager, and I remember saying to my cousin Henry Evans one day, I said, Henry, I said, if we can get on fire for Jesus, we can set our town on fire.
Amen. Praise God.
You know,
Amen.
And that's what I share with my kids. I said, it might look like you are by yourself sometimes. You might not look like you're in with the in crowd. But if you can get on fire and stand out in your generation, God will Amen. Use you mightily. Amen.
We was talking about that last night, I think, with Mary Liz and McGavin, and about making a difference and standing out. And I said to her, you ever right now lately things and you'll say, who made up these rules? You know, there's things going on now where, like, who made up these rules?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so, I don't know who's in charge of it, who's calling the shots.
Someone
is. I know.
Yeah, so why not be the one to make up the rules concerning the things of God? Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Make up the you know, we were talking about that last night. Stand out, be different, but a good different, you know?
Amen, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
What about your husband in ministry? How important do you think it is to have a spouse that supports you in ministry?
I think it's very, very important. In fact, you know, when I was a teenager, I'm just going to put this plug out there. You know, maybe it's a little too much information, but I remember being a teenager. And this is how important I believe it is. When I was a teenager, I didn't even consider anybody who wasn't in ministry, not just a Christian for me. I only wanted to marry someone who was in ministry. Good. That's how important I thought it was, even at a young age, because I watched my mom and dad in ministry, how important it is to be equally yoked That's and to good. Support each other. My mom is such a great support to my dad, and my dad Amen. Supports my mom. I mean, to watch them work, they're like a machine, you know?
Yes.
And that... They, like, everything I look at is my mom and dad as an example to me. And so I'm like, well, my mom and dad both serve in the Lord. Look how that worked out. You know what Amen. I mean? So when I was a teenager, that's what I had my mind on. I wanted someone who was in ministry. And the Lord blessed me with my husband, Daniel. The Lord used him in a mighty way. And I know you'll get to hear more about that when you speak with him. But the Lord used him in a mighty way in our generation. And I knew, I said to myself, that's exactly what I'm looking for. You know what I mean?
Amen.
And,
Amen.
And the Lord blessed us, put us together, and he supports me. You know, a few years back, Amen. The Lord opened up a door for radio ministry, and Amen. We went to Nashville and made recordings and stuff. And man, it was an exciting time, and the door is still open. I can do as much with it as I would like to.
Amen.
But he supported me in all of that, and he took me all around, and, you know, and I can't express how much it is and how important it is to have somebody who has your back in ministry.
Absolutely. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we got another question for you. But something you reminded me of when you said you were in Scotland with your father. They came to Jesus when he was in a temple, a little boy about your age, and there's no male or female in the spirit. And he said, I'm about my father's business. And you were about your father's business, earthly and spiritually. And you went on with the power of the Spirit of God Amen. In your Amen. Life to this day. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you, what is your vision for your church and your people in the future? Amen?
Well, my vision is to see our people on fire for Jesus.
Amen.
My vision and my heart is to see our people, you know, like the old days, like 35, 40 years ago, mm-hmm. when this was all fresh.
Yes.
Maybe even before that, you know, some people's been saved longer than 40 years. I'm just giving an example. But where it was all fresh, I feel like our people have lost that newness mm-hmm. where it's new and they have that reverence and respect. So my heart and my vision is that our people would get that fresh touch, that fresh desire like what they had back in the move 40 years ago.
That's good.
What I grew up in, I was born in 85. My dad got saved the year I was born. And I grew up in this fire, in this revival. And that's what I long to see for our kids in this generation.
Amen.
That God would raise up men and women of God with a fire and a zeal and a boldness to serve him with everything they got.
Amen. 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 That's good, Hazel.
It gets no better than that, kid.
No,
yeah.
That's good.
Let me ask you this, Hazel. If somebody wanted to come and say to you, I want to get in the ministry or I feel called in the ministry and I want to do something for the Lord, what advice would you give them going forward with that?
Well, my first advice would be is if you feel the call of the Lord on your life, get busy serving them.
That's it.
And, you know, sometimes we're looking for somebody to open a door for us or we're looking for, you know, someone to acknowledge what we're doing. And that stuff all comes in time. I would say get busy. Put your hands to the plow and don't look back. You don't need somebody to tell you to grab a broom. You don't need somebody to tell you to straighten the chairs up.
Amen.
Get busy about the Father's business and in time. He opens doors for you. He gives you opportunities.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I like what you said. If you feel called. That right there will preach, Hazel. If you feel called.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Amen. That's it. And he says those that are faithful over the little, he does what? Makes them ruler over the big.
That's it.
And I've personally seen you picking up and seen you sweeping and seen you since you was a wee girl. And even now, I recently seen you sweeping and cleaning. It don't stop with you, you know?
Amen.
No, that's the best way to serve them is with all your might. My mom would tell us when we were kids, and it's scriptural. She tells us, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord.
Amen.
Whatever.
Amen.
Fill in that blank, whatever it is. If it's holding the door when you don't normally do that for somebody. If it's walking out and picking up trash, if it's, hey, nobody's here yet for nursery, I'll watch the kids for 5 minutes. All these little things, that's all ministry. It's all serving and it's all needed.
Amen. Amen. It's
good.
All needed. It's all needed.
Praise the Lord.
And a personal note, do you have anything else you'd like to share with us before we close?
I just want to say how much I appreciate this ministry, Crossroads. It's a blessing. And you guys are doing a wonderful work. I love New Life Church out in Arizona. We look forward to coming there every year. I've been coming there since I've been 10 years old.
Amen.
So this year is 30 years in a row. We've been there right around New Year's time. And it's like a second home to me.
Amen.
And, you know, we look forward to being with you. We love you very much.
We love you,
and
too.
I just want to encourage you to continue the work. Our work and our labor isn't in vain. But God keeps good record. Even when people pass us by, maybe we don't do things for a thank you. We don't do it for a pat on the back. But when people do walk by us and forget to say thank you or God bless you or you're doing a good job, I just want to tell you, you're doing a good job and thank you for what you're doing. I love you very much.
We love you too and we greatly appreciate you.
Yes, and greatly appreciate you coming on and supporting the podcast, Hazel, and taking time out of your day to do it, you know?
Amen.
Well, thank you for the invite, and it's been a beautiful blessing to me. And I know my husband Daniel's excited. He's not with me right now, but he's excited to do the podcast with you later this evening. And just thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let this joy that the Lord bring into you is my prayer and our prayer.
Amen.
To lift you up.
Amen.
And that's your strength, the joy of the Lord, your strength.
Amen.
That's it. Amen.
And I loved you today. You really, really made me feel good.
Amen.
Praise
God.
It's
your day.
It's really a blessing. Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you again, and God bless, Hazel.
Thank you. God bless.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast, and remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free, and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.